Brian Schultz with the Kansas State Fair joining us. And Brian was gracious enough to give us a little extra time to talk to Scott Roberts this morning, but he does have a concert announcement for the Kansas State Fair that we want to pass along. In fact, I guess I would call it a day of activity announcement. There's the big concert, but this is going to be a whole afternoon and evening of stuff. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in this morning. And I had no problem giving up a little bit of time to get the weather stuff done. Yeah, we're very, very excited about this one. It's the ultimate Tardidas Festival at the Kansas State Fair on coming up here. This is our Hispanic Day, and the word Tardidas is to go out and party in the afternoon. So we are very excited about having a full day-long event coming up. We start out the day with our folklore dancers. Then we go into Mariachi Los Reyes, who is going to be our second act for the day. And then everyone knows Oscar Garcia here from Hutch, and he will be on the stage as well. And then we'll go to an opening band, Grupo Las Dichawas. And then finally, our final act for the day will be Las... I'm gonna probably butcher this, and I apologize. La Alanzia Nortina. And they, you know, we started looking around for our Hispanic Day bands, and this one came to the top as a good band for us. And then what we wanted to do is put the whole thing together as a fun event, like I said, with the whole Tardidas.
Yeah, and it's going to be the first Sunday of the fair, so September the 8th is the day when this will all be going on at once. And again, like you said, it's going to start at 3 o'clock that Sunday afternoon and then go on all afternoon and evening long. And so let's do this. We'll go ahead and see if anybody wants a pair of tickets to that. The first person to give Rob a call at 620-669-8888, 620-669-8888, can have a pair of tickets to get into the fair and go to the events on that first Sunday afternoon and evening. And so we'll see if anybody gives him a ring for that. But I'll tell you what, Brian, what's great about this is it gives you an opportunity to get a whole new audience onto the fairgrounds.
Most definitely. You know, last year when we did have our Latino Day, that was our last Saturday, we had over 60,000 people on the grounds, and we saw a very large contingent of our Hispanic friends and families, because that was something we had never really done before.
Right. And what's great about that is that it all kind of worked together. I mean, you did have some logistical issues during the fair and ended up having to change the act, but it all worked out with a great day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was. We had a little bit of drizzle, but yeah, overall, everything was great. I'll kind of give you an update really quick on like our grandstand seating, the prices. Reserve seating in the grandstands will be $20 for this event. The party pit track area will be $25. The VIP standing on the deck area will be $55. And remember, that includes two complimentary beverages and some appetizers between 6 and 7:30. And then we have our VIP deck reserve tables. Those are $360. And there again, that includes six people and the two complimentary drinks and the appetizers. And that will be between 6 and 7:30. Again, with this, the whole event starting at 3. And again, you'll also have a free gate admission with your tickets that you purchase. You'll be able to come and go. We'll be doing hand stamps. So I know that's a long day for this event, but it'll be a great, fun, filled afternoon.
All right. So is that all of them, or do you still have one or two announcements left?
We have two more coming up.
Okay, so I think we're filling out the schedule, but there's still a couple left, and you can go to kansasstatefair.com to find out details. Again, let your folks and friends know, and if they don't necessarily have the ability to do the online thing, you might do it for them, because you want to be sure that whatever tickets you're getting through the fair itself.
Absolutely. KansasStateFair.com is the only place you should be buying tickets. Once you click on that, that's going to take you to our ticket seller, which is eTix, but go to KansasStateFair.com, click on buy your tickets there. That way you know you're going to get what you're buying and it's going to be ready for you when you need it.
All right. And on the fairgrounds, things are continuing to shape around as we get on through the spring. I guess I have, if we were to have severe weather during the fair, how do you guys handle that? I haven't asked that question.
Well, the nice thing about it is, if you remember last year, we put in that really cool PA system. We're able to make announcements. We're able to tell you where you to take cover. Our building managers know what part of the buildings to send you to, in the bathrooms or under the grandstand, whatever it is. But this gives us the opportunity to at least get the word out that we have imminent weather coming towards the fairgrounds and to take cover.
All right. And again, that's going, that's what, if it happens during the fair, what's what I know is, in Kansas, you never know exactly what the weather is going to do from time to time, but you want to be prepared and just be ready for things as they go along. The fairgrounds is a great place to have lots of public events. Things are going on all year long. And so where can folks find out what else is going on at the fairgrounds that when it isn't the fair? Is Kansas State Fair a good place to go?
KansasStateFair.com. There's the calendar of events. Like this weekend on Saturday, we have the 2024 Hutchison Art Fair. We also have the Wild Horse Mustangs event. And then, we have Mother's Day. So come out and take a walk with mom and just check out all the really cool things and the upgrades that have happened out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And again, our thanks for announcing the fiesta at the fair. It's going to be Sunday, September the 8th, and we'll have a story up later on in the day at HutchPost.com.